The grass is green, the trees are leaved out, early summer flowers are blooming, so it doesn't look like a drought. But all the greenery is something of a veneer. Just below the surface of the soil, it's dry. In a field in central Illinois, a tractor pulling a planter clatters by. A cloud of dust is trailing behind. Dave Pastrovich is planting soybeans. Pastrovich says not too long ago, a few scattered showers moistened a couple of inches of topsoil.
Well, there's enough moisture to go ahead and plant our beans right now, but I'd sure like to see a shower as soon as possible.
Pastrovich says the subsoil moisture is low. That means when crop roots reach down for water in the middle of the summer, it won't be there. Since last July, a region stretching from Nebraska to the west and Ohio to the east, as far north as Minnesota and Michigan, and as far south as Missouri, has gotten below normal precipitation. Some areas are as much as 11 inches below normal. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's long-term forecast indicates there's a 40% chance the next few months will also be drier than normal. Farmer Dave Pastrovich says everybody in his area is concerned. If timely rains don't fall, it could be a devastating year for corn and soybean farmers.
Yeah, it makes you worry. I'm concerned too, but I'm still kind of optimistic, so I don't think, you know, we've got a drought on our hands yet, but there is that potential if this pattern persists.
A few miles down the road, Todd Armour is cutting hay for his dairy cattle. His pond is low, but unlike his neighbors, Armour has a backup water supply. He's connected to the water line from a nearby town, but he'll still be hurt if it doesn't rain soon.
We pump pond water to our cows to drink. It's cheaper for us to do that, so if we have to flip the valve and go on city water to pump to our cows, that's somewhere between $600 and $1,000 a month out of our cash flow.
What's it going to mean to your neighbors who don't have water from the city?
Well, right now, most of the neighbors are hauling water. Not necessarily to livestock, but for their own personal use. A lot of house wells have dried up in this neighborhood, and so these guys are all hauling water.
Armour says the lack of rain is also costing him in other ways. The dry weather has forced up prices for grain. That's good news for farmers who have stored grain to sell, but not so good for people such as Todd Armour. He says he has to pay more for grain to feed his dairy cattle. He says eventually, if the dry weather continues, it will mean consumers will pay more.
If we do have a full-scale drought, ultimately it's going to come out at the grocery store shelves, and that's a good reason why the people in the city need to be interested and know what's going on out here.
The price of corn could go a lot higher, as would prices on products made from corn, such as meat or the corn syrup used to sweeten soft drinks. Roger Norum is the senior analyst with AgriVisor Services. That's a commodity markets data service that's used in 30 states throughout the Farm Belt. Norum says the dry weather could mean record prices for grain.
We've got fairly substantial stocks worldwide of grains. The U.S. has the bulk of that. But if we shrink the crop 15 or 20%, which isn't a major drought, all of a sudden these stocks are down to near zero, and we could see some extremely volatile grain prices worldwide.
But for some communities, the dry weather is causing more immediate problems. They're facing water shortages. Springfield, Illinois' lake is so low the city government is enforcing water use restrictions. Other cities are asking residents to voluntarily conserve water. Derek Winstanley is the chief of the Illinois State Water Survey.
This is the time of year when we should get pretty heavy rains, and the groundwater and the rivers and the reservoirs should be increasing throughout much of the Midwest and around the Great Lakes. And we're just not seeing that.
Winstanley says if there's any good news in the drought that's beginning to be felt in the region, it's that people are getting an early warning. Winstanley says new technology, better data, and the Internet are helping make people aware of droughts much earlier. That means they can plan for them.
Historically, it's been a case of crisis management. Communities and farmers get to a point where they had no choice but to implement drastic measures at some point. But as we can see this evolving, some communities are already heeding advice and beginning to conserve resources at an early stage, which makes sense.
Winstanley says beyond conserving water earlier, there's not much else that can be done. It's now just a matter of hoping for plenty of rain and heavy snows in the coming winter to help replenish the water table. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.